Muito bem, não tem acontece. Ainda bem que eu faço aqui aquelas que as revelas nascem, horas, as que este, sandíquem, chamaguia, além a que mais seja chamando. There's a hevel, breath of air, the witch, which reaches, sadikim, and Maaseh Lishon gets to them. The opposite too, there's a hevel that gets to Lishon, and they get to Maaseh Sadikim. Pelish hevel, shat in the word hevel is, Haino hevel peh, hayetze mehagoren, meginuchi dekagonach. The hevel peh, the air that comes out of a person's mouth, his throat, when he lets out a sigh, call echad l'fi'eka, each one according to his madrega. Tzadikim yehilchu, kashlu. Tzadikim go on this, and the shoyim become nechshol. Yesh rasha kol yomo, the person who all his life is a rasha. Umisaneach v'no al ha'ovar. And he sighs and moans about the past. Yesh chas v'shon tzadik mei korei. The tzadik, originally, he was a tzadik all his life, but tayhe yaladei shonis, and he regrets the first mitzvah he did. And he moans and sighs too about the mitzvahs he did. There are two chavolim, two ropes which attach a person to whatever he did, to the mukkah. Chevel de kedusha, there's a chevel, a rope of kedusha, attaches a person to kedusha. Connect the tumah, corresponding to it, opposite it, you have the chevel of tumah. You have the chida chavshis, the choice for each person is free. It's free to choose whichever one he wishes. Misha mekadesh atzmai, whoever purifies and makes himself holy, mekashin atzmai bechevel kedusha. He binds himself to this chevel of kedusha. Ulhepe chas v'sholim, misha metamei atzmai kashin atzmai bechevel of tumah. First of all, himself, he binds himself chas v'sholim to the chevel of tumah. Vehine hano v'ha anocho bechinas miso beguf v'nefesh. The moaning and sighing is a bechina of death, both bodily and spiritually. The goof, and bodily we see physically, the Gemara says, Anocho Shevedes Gufei Shalodim. When a person sighs, so the Gemara says, Shevedes Chatzi Gufei Shalodim, Shevedes Kol Gufei Shalodim, that a sigh can actually break a person down. The Nefesh Gamkein, and soul also, spirit also, it breaks down in the Nefesh. Yedua Mashikoso Teisei Fruchom Yigvon. They draw this, the Ruach, this air, Yigvon, and they pass away. Kaidem Hamisa, before a person dies, Litaisa Fruchan, they take a deep breath, the Azai, Igvon. Then they let out the breath, and that's the status of the Nisham. Kemaikain, Hano Viha Anocha, is the doctor of the Ayim Boa, if you'll study carefully this, Indian of sighing Anocha, Echidem Sheches El Hagorain, when the Anocha, the sigh is drawn into the throat, the Ibchinas Taisa Fruchan. He's increasing the Ruach. He would feed Shoah Kawa and Itaisa Fruchai. For a short period of time, for a moment, the Ruach within him is becoming increased. The Kimat Rega, Tigva Vete Yosef. Another short moment, so it goes out and it's lost. Hinei Misha Nisaneach Benor Alavede Shebe Yodoi. The person sighs Anocha about the Avedis that he has. Reitzel Moshe v'tshuva, he wants to do tshuva. Azay ba'anocha zu, hu nigva b'nei asaf min harash oi b'yodoi. And he's as though he dies away from this evil that's within him. B'chinas teisef ruchom yigvon. The ruach has added, and then there's his stalkus. And nidbak al kedusha, he becomes attached to the chevel of kedusha. V'chem ha'hipachat shol yatsat tov. He sighs about kedusha, and chas shol, he's torn away from there, and he becomes attached to the tumor. Mishano Miss Anachalatesh, the other besides about the good that he has, but it's a Dabi Gasavitu, he wants to attach to the Tumah, as I think Babinesa, Fruchai the Kedusha, then there's a Stalkus of the Ruach of Kedusha, and then back Ella Tumah, he becomes attached to Tumah Hadashon. There, this Pshat, Yesh Hevel, there is this Hevel, Haino a Hevel Pev, Mehano the Ha'anocha, Shehuno or Miss Anach, the Hevel that he comes because he sighs, Yesh Sadikim, Shetayhin Allah the Shainis, there's a Dikim who are sorry about the Rishonis, tell him Lashon No also, he sighs about it. The Yetzei Heavenly Pihem Miha Anocha, the Heaven goes out of the mouth because of the sigh. Umagia Alehek Masay Rishonim. Mela, before they now reach Madrega, there comes to them the deeds of the Rishonim, the Madrega of the Rishonim. Kilin Bokim Ela Sitra Achaviatum, because now they now become attached to the Achan Tumah. Yesh Rishonim Shinoihim is on the Anachim. There is Rishon also who let out of the Nacha, Omei Ahevel, Shiyetzi Mipihim, this Hevel that goes out of their mouths, Magia Aleihim, Kamai Tzadikim, and I become a Tzadikim of the Tzadikim. Inevsokim mihat tumah, they become cut off from the tumah, the schevel of tumah, and then bokim and lakdusha, they become attached to kedusha. Klal ki ezeh liyumaseh. These two are extreme opposites. Tzorech liyish loy chiyus mechevel meechad shemeshneim. A person must have his chiyus to draw his life from one of these two chevelim, one of these two ropes. Take it. The moment he becomes cut off from one chevel, he becomes immediately attached to the other chevel. Okay, therefore, it's good to become accustomed himself to sigh about his deeds that are not good, but to crave and to desire with a strong sigh to return to Hashem. Because through this anocha, nifslak mechevel in tumah, he becomes cut off mechevel of tumah, this kashe mechevel of kedusha canal, becomes bound to the chevel of kedusha. Aydmut sasi miksari vachvedim, minyan ze, nasa zosa vachvedim, katsari vachvedim, about this, mevoye shon abiyah yeser, migudl malas yikoros ha anocha de kedusha. Where it is explained about the greatness, the maila, the precious maila of the anocha of kedusha. Mevayeshom is explained there. Sheha anocha shemaneach adam alav neisav vayalmi and hasagosoi. This side that a person sighs about his avinus, so because he has a very small hasaga, he achieves very little in kedusha. Yesed toiv mikamas iguf mitanius is much better than a lot of self-inflicted torture or fasting. Kibetainus einem shabedak haguf levat, because tainus breaks only the body. The person fasts, he breaks down his body. With the sigh, he breaks the whole body. He also changes his nefesh and his life from bad to good. Because the hevel that comes out of a person's throat, that's the hevel, that's the rope that binds the neshama to its place of origin. Binds him either to good or the opposite. When he sighs, increases the ruach, and then there is the stalkus. Then he becomes cut off from the first chevel he was bound to, and is kashel chevel achek he was bound to the new chevel according to anocha. If he sighs about the good, he becomes bound to the bad, to the tumah. If he sighs about the avedus and tumah, he gets cut off from the avedus and tumah, becomes this kashe completely to the chevel of kedusha, the canal, for Hashem.